This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Remind everyone to please turn your cell phones off or put them on wiggle. Secretary will call a roll call.
Vegan.
Here.
Hager, excused. Olson.
Here.
Heinert, excused. Sutton, excused. Bullion.
Here.
Ewing.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we do have a quorum. At this time, I would ask for approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion been made by Senator Holine, seconded by Senator Olson. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, to remind everyone that what would like to testify today to please sign in legibly at the podium. And please direct your questions through the chair. At this time, also, if you have any handouts, please distribute them to the pages and they'll get them to us. And at this time, we'll have the pages come forward and introduce themselves and tell us what your future plans are.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Klender. I'm from Elk Point, and I plan on going to SDSU for pharmacy.
Hi, I'm John Eilerts, and I currently attend Rutland High School, and in the fall I will be attending Casper College in Wyoming.
Hi, my name is Zach Renshaw. I'm a senior at O'Gorman High School, and in the fall I plan to attend Doan College and play football.
Okay, thank you. Well, we just as well get into the into our schedule this morning. The first bill for us to consider is House Bill 1099, to revise certain campaign finance provisions. Do we have a proponent on this bill this morning? Any proponents? Looks like you're stuck with the whole show, Yvonne. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the Municipal League. This bill was apparently a little life lesson. We were amending on the fly with the former great legislator, Mark Kirkaby. And if you look at lines 12 and 13, you'll see a list of the critters that are allowed to adopt an ordinance. But if you look at the second two, the last two lines, 14 and 15, counties and municipalities were left out of the list that is allowed to apply that ordinance. And so technically we could adopt the ordinance but not apply it. And so we're just fixing that error. Thank you.
Okay. Any further proponents on House Bill 1099? Further proponents? Okay, at this time, do we have any opponents? Seeing none, I guess we don't need any rebuttal. We'll close the testimony from the floor and offer it to the committee for discussion or action. Senator Holine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move do pass.
Second.
Okay, we have a do pass motion from Senator Holine, seconded by Senator Olson. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, we will, Madam Secretary, would you please call a roll? Those in favor of the motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Feagin.
Aye.
Hager, excused. Olson.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Sutton, excused. Holine.
Aye.
Hewing.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, I'll move consent.
Okay, we also have a motion to place on the consent calendar from Senator Holine, seconded by Senator Feagin. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. This House Bill 1099 will go on down to the floor on the consent calendar. At this time, we will consider House Bill 1127. Do we have any proponents for House Bill 1127? Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Jacqueline Sly. I'm from District 33 in the House of Representatives. House Bill 1127 is an act to revise certain provisions concerning road districts. Let's see, we have one that lives out in the Black Hills area. We have a lot of road districts out in that area, around 150 of them. And the, especially as we have subdivisions for housing, as those are developed, that we end up with the road districts. They were first established in statute in 2001. And then in 2014, there was a bill, Senate Bill 65, and some changes were made which had impact on the road districts. And there's one area in there that has caused some major concerns. And the problem is that in the bill, Senate Bill 65, they made it so that with the withdrawal procedure that only the members that wanted to withdraw could vote on that withdrawal. So it was not all the members of the road district. So of course it passed when they wanted to withdraw. So it was not the total membership, only those that wanted to withdraw. So when we started looking at that, when you just have one person or even a small minority of that property owners, they become angry over a decision maybe that the elected board has made. They just have a petition and they request that withdrawal. So then the road district has to pay the cost of the election, and only the voters of those requesting to withdraw get to vote in that. So it's really a minority that's ruling, that can rule the majority. So when we started looking at that, we found that because of the impact on that, also financial institutions could possibly stop loaning money for these road districts, because what happens is when people withdraw, then you don't have that income that you were expecting when you were established that road district and became a part of it. So then they run into financial problems. And the other part is that if when certain lots are withdrawn, they continue to use those roads without paying anything towards the maintenance of those roads or for snow removal or anything. But as some of you know, in the Black Hills, many of our roads that we have in our housing areas, it's like one road in, so you have to drive on that road. Even if you have chosen to withdraw, you're still using that road without making any payment towards that. So just this past year, this law was used two times in Pennington County, and both of them have been devastating, each in their own way. And we have one of the people here that will be testifying of the impact on their road district. So we want to make sure that future buyers need to be assured that their roads within a subdivision can be maintained with all paying their fair share. And so that's what this bill is about. So the solution part is we remove that option for withdrawal, and if there's no resolution to some disagreement, there in statute already, there is statute that can, it can go through dissolving that road district. So that statute's already in place. So rather than withdrawing, and then that will eliminate that debt commitment without the income that we are having that are really devastating to the road districts that have been affected by that. So would ask for your favorable support of 1127.
Okay, thank you. Further proponents, House Bill 1127. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Senator Terry Haverly from Rapid City. As someone who lives in a road district, I believe that the road districts are truly a very fundamental piece of government. The building of the roads and maintaining of them is a prime concern of citizens in any jurisdiction. Because the dollars are limited, Pennington County put a moratorium on and does not take on any new roads when subdivisions are built, and rightfully so. They're dramatically increasing. They just couldn't keep up with it. I actually helped to form one in my subdivision 10 years ago when we had about 20 houses, and now we've grown to over 200. We work tirelessly going door to door, getting every single homeowner involved in this. And we were just looking out for each other, working together. The simple withdrawal procedure that the representatives laid out to you and we're discussing today is just too easy and lopsided, letting a minority run the majority. It just really doesn't make sense because homeowners that with withdrawal are still going to drive over the same roads. They'll be my neighbor. They'll be going over where it's been plowed, taken care of, and they're not paying one red cent towards it. I just think that this ensures the will of the majority of the people involved will still be upheld. So I'd like your support. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further proponents on House Bill 1127. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Excuse me. Sorry. All of a sudden, pardon me. My name is Desil, it's spelled D-E-S-Y-L, Peterson, and I live in the Loveland Canyon Road District, which is in Pennington County. I'm here as a representative of the Loveland Canyon Board of Trustees, who asked me to represent them this morning and tell you about what happened to us. We have an area that involved 20 lots in our road district, and there's a main road that enters into the properties, and then there are two roads that go off that are dead ends. In the fall of 2014, the Board of Trustees decided to pave the major part of the roads coming into the neighborhoods, but not to go to the ends of the two dead end roads. That became very controversial, and the people at the end of one of those dead end roads disagreed, and ultimately six of them petitioned to withdraw 12 lots from the 20. There was a vote on it, and seven people voted. There were four vacant lots. Those people didn't seem to care, and one person who lived there did not vote. Of the seven people who voted, six voted in favor, one voted against. So that passed. By a vote of six people, 12 lots, more than half of the lots, were removed from the road district. Now, the one person who objected and did not even want to be included in the petition happened to be contiguous to the remaining lots in the road district, so they immediately petitioned to annex, and so we got them back in. There's no reason why they should have had to do that. If they were opposed, they didn't want to be in there. Now, the result is, besides a lot of rancor amongst the neighborhood, which is unfortunate, the result is that we no longer have enough tax dollars coming in to pay for the $52,000 loan that the board took out to help pay for the asphalting of that portion of the road. We think that's absolutely against good public policy to have a minority of six people out of 20 lots force a governmental agency into insolvency. Now, fortunately, we had a certain amount of cash reserve that we kept on hand for maintenance purposes, so we're using that to make up the difference between the tax revenues and what we actually have to pay. And we're going to continue to do that as long as we can, and then I suppose we'll have to consider other options, renegotiating the loan or opting out or something. But we are not going to just walk away from that loan like the others did. We are going to honor our commitment and continue to pay that. But it does create issues for other road districts who want to get a loan, and if they see what happened to us, then there are not going to be financial institutions who are willing to give loans in that situation. I want to mention that Julie Pearson, who is our county auditor, did come to the House committee and testified in favor of this bill. She is currently out of state, so she's not here today. But she also mentioned that there was a second road district in Pennington County that also encountered a problem, and that was a situation where people dissenting and wanting out created a Swiss cheese kind of fabric of the road district because they weren't even contiguous. There were little spots within the road district, and they were able to withdraw, creating a really strange configuration. So we think public policy really supports amending the bill in the way that Representative Sly has and Senator Haverly have proposed. We know it's not going to help us, but we certainly don't want future people to have the same fate that we had. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponents for House Bill 1127. Further proponents. Seeing none, we'll open it up for any opponents. Do we have any opponents? Okay, seeing none, no need for rebuttal. We'll close the testimony from the floor and offer it to the committee for questions, discussion, or action. Senator Fagan.
I have a question for the sponsor. I don't even know if this thing's on.
Go ahead.
You said before that there was a process to withdraw the entire district. Is that correct?
We can. A district can be dissolved.
Dissolved,
okay. Right.
And that's in a different statute?
It's in 31-12A-27 and 28.
Okay.
In
thank
current
you.
Statute.
Okay. Senator Holeen.
Mr. Chair. Representative. Thank you. So walk me through, after, if this bill were to pass, walk me through how someone could withdraw if they so chose.
Mr.
Go ahead. No.
Senator Holeen, they would not be able to withdraw. The option would be you stay a part of that district, or that district would dissolve. Very similar to, say, a water association. I belong to a water association, but if I'm going to use the water association's water, then I need to remain part of that, and I can't continue using that because I withdraw. Does that make sense? Okay, so there would be that they would not be withdrawal if it's such a big issue that they cannot resolve it within that road district, then they would move to dissolve the district and then redo it if they needed to. But what happened, Ms. Peterson referenced that, the other one, all the different lots, and you have a road that goes in, basically, and one over here withdrew, one over here, one over here, one over here. But the only road in and out is that one road. So those people, even though they got to withdraw, they're still using the road and not paying anything for paying off the loan or paying for the maintenance of the road. And so we're trying to have it so that if you're going to be part of that road district and that your property is in that road district, to continue being in there. Does that answer your question, sir? Okay.
Any further questions? Further discussion? And or action?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Heinert.
I move to pass.
Okay. We have a due pass motion from Senator Heinert and a second from Senator Fagan. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yes, Mr.
Senator
Chair.
Heinert, go ahead.
Well, thank you. And I understand what the proponents are going through out in their area. And I agree that if you're using the road to get to your property, I mean, you need to be part of this district. So I just ask for your support. Thank you.
Okay. At this time, we have a motion from Senator Heinert, seconded by Senator Fagan, for due pass on House Bill 1127. All those in favor of the motion will say aye. All those opposed will say nay. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Senator Fagan.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Sutton, excused. Holian.
No.
Hewing.
Aye. Okay, we do have a unanimous motion to for due pass. It will go up.
5-1.
One dissenting.
One excused.
Okay, one excused as well. We'll go on down to the floor. Well, we'll consider maybe letting you participate next bill. All right. Next bill for consideration is House Bill 1218. At this time, we will allow proponent testimony. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Senator Corey Brown. I represent District 23. This morning we have before us 1218, and really this is a bill that I think is kind of aimed at good local government and transparency. Essentially, at least my district mate would probably fill in some of the details, but we've run across situations where you've got a local municipality who decides to set their budget, and essentially they have the first reading of that budget, and everyone walks away and thinks they have a pretty good understanding of where that's at. And then before they decide to take final action on that budget, there were changes that were made that substantially altered the configuration of where the dollars went to, and essentially didn't allow the public to know or participate or have any input into what those changes were. So what 1218 seeks to do is to provide the chance for the public to participate in that discussion if there's going to be a major change to that ordinance before the second reading. Give some time so that they can react to that and maybe change the course if that's the public's desire, instead of ultimately, in the case that occurred here, basically the decision of the municipality was taken to a referendum and overturned. So with that, I'll turn it over to my representative, who can talk a little bit more about some of the details there. But certainly I think this bill at the end of the day is really about transparency and good government, and I would hope we could support that.
Okay, thank you. Further proponent testimony. House Bill 1218. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Chair. Committee, Michelle Harrison, District 23 Representative. This happened in my district, and I'll tell you exactly the story so you understand it. Our chamber, their budget was being cut dramatically by the city, and we had to come up with an extra $10,000, and the city decided to take our reserves out of our 3B funds to pay the chamber. Well, the citizens who managed that 3B funds didn't think that was good policy, so they went to the first reading to talk the council into not doing that, and the council agreed that it probably wasn't good policy. So the citizens didn't go back for the second reading. Well, in the second reading, the council didn't have that $10,000 taken out of the reserve, but what they did have in there was the first $25,000 out of our 3B funds goes towards paying down our swimming pool bond, which is a completely different story, completely different issue, but they called it a second reading. And so I looked into it, and our statute currently says that as long as the title is the same, you can change the body of the amendment. And that does not give the citizens time to be able to, you know, voice their opinion on it. So we did have to go to a referendum. That was our only choice. So in working with the Municipal League, I think this is a good good bill for it. I mean, in most practice, this doesn't happen, but it did in this situation. So I think it's a good bill, and give the citizens, you know, a chance to look at an ordinance amendment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have further proponent testimony. House Bill 1218. Good morning, Ms. Yvonne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We appreciate Representative Harrison working with us on the language of this bill. It just follows along with the statutory scheme for adopting ordinances in the city government. It adds an extra step if a substantial change is made, and we think it's a good bill. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further proponent testimony. Further proponent testimony. Seeing none, do we have any opponent testimony? Opponent testimony. Kind of a wild crowd here this morning. Okay, with that, we'll close the testimony from the floor and offer it to the committee for discussion or action.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Okay, Senator Olson. Go ahead.
Representative Harrison. I'm not the brightest bulb in here, but what are 3B funds?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the bed, board, and booze. It's an extra penny that a municipality can have on for tourists, it's supposed to be. But yeah, it's a fund that in Mobridge, we have it set up pretty specific that 10% of that fund goes into a reserve, 30% goes to economic development, 60% goes to promotion of the town. It's not supposed to be used for infrastructure.
Okay. Further questions? Okay. Senator Fagan.
Any other proponents can field this one, I guess. Based on the comments about Chamber of Commerce, if I were on a second reading, if I were to cut our Chamber of Commerce budget completely, in our case, it's only $10,000 out of a $4 million budget. Would that be considered substantial in your mind? It's about a quarter of a percent.
Yeah, that would be. Yvonne and I had talked about that word substantial, and I think that would be up to the council to decide what is a substantial, and it would be the city attorney to decide what is substantial. That could be disputed, but it would be up to the council to decide what is substantial.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Holine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, before you sit down.
My workout.
I tried to get you. And Representative, this actually might be a question for my committee mate over there, the good mayor of Del Rapids. But what would be the repercussions if you don't follow this policy?
That might be a question for Ms. Taylor, because I don't know what the repercussions are on if you don't follow any statute in the municipal.
Okay, would anyone like to field the answer to that question?
I think Senator Fagan loves repercussions.
Mr. Chairman, Yvonne Taylor with the Municipal League. I'm sorry, I was a little distracted. Is the question, what is the basically penalty if this isn't followed?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the elected officials swear an oath to uphold the laws, and so you can take it all the way to a recall election, or the state's attorney can remove people for not performing the duties of their office. And so I suppose anywhere up to and including that. But ultimately, at the local level, the voters are the control.
Senator Fagan, you had a further question?
Comment to your question. My experience has been that the state just stays out of it. So if we don't follow it, you get a slap on the wrist, and the state pretty much has stayed out of it. I tried to get the state involved in other matters before, and they won't.
Okay. Further discussion, questions, or action? Senator Holine.
Mr. Chair, I'll move due pass on 1218.
Second.
Okay, we have a due pass motion by Senator Holine, seconded by Senator Fagan. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's a good bill. I think the proponents also understand substantially, who knows, but the intent is really good, and I approve of it. So,
Okay. We have a due pass motion from Senator Holine, seconded by Senator Fagan for House Bill 1218. Those in favor of the bill will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Madam Secretary, please call a roll.
Senator Fagan.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Holian.
Aye.
Hewing.
Aye. This time we do have a unanimous motion, so of due pass. Okay, we have a motion from Senator Fagan, seconded by Senator Sutton, to place on the consent calendar. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. It will go on down to the floor on consent. Do we have any further business to come before the committee this morning? Seeing none, we will meet again next Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Let's go 8 o'clock for... We have our last bill to consider on Monday. I would. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Senator Holine, seconded by Senator Olson to adjourn. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.